Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. I'm Jonathan Friedman, and today we're coming to you from the offices of Tarlo Breed, Hart & Rogers. And our next guest up in the studio is Stephanie Saunders. Stephanie, welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Stephanie is an artist, and you have a gallery on Newbury Street. And
that's a
fascinating thing to have on Radio Entrepreneurs, the intersection of being an artist and a business person at the same time.
Yeah. So it's fun for me, too. It's a good life. I enjoy what I do, and it's a good mix.
So tell our listeners a little bit about what your background is and how you got to having your own gallery.
Yeah, so it seemed like it should have been an obvious, pretty straight trajectory after art school. but it wasn't, because I basically went to art school. I was like dead set on going to art school in high school. And it was kind of like my ticket to what I considered just like a, you know, freedom and just doing what I wanted to do. So
was this something that started really young?
So I was very passionate about art in high school. I would say actually middle school. Like I actually was into photography initially. Mm-hmm. And then I transitioned into painting later on. But long story short, I went to art school. I went to the School of the Museum of Fine Arts in Boston, and I basically senior year freaked out and was like, what am I doing? I can't possibly be an artist. Like, that's the last thing, you know, I will allow myself to do. It just didn't cross my mind that was a possibility. And so I ended up teaching yoga for a while. I moved to California. I traveled the world. I went to India several times, spent some time living abroad. And then finally, I came back here. My art was selling. I'm very prolific. I always paint. I never like had, you know, some long period where I wasn't working, and
you can go through the proverbial dry spell of artists.
Not really, no, because for me it's slump. More of like a compulsion. I just it's really who I am as well as like what I do for a trade. But so basically, long story short, I get back to Boston after all my travels, and my brother's like, what are you doing? And like, I just needed that kick in the butt. And he really helped me. He's like, people are buying your art. Like, do something with this. He's very supportive. My family's very supportive, which I'm lucky. And I just tried this crazy thing with opening a gallery, and it worked really well. And just learning along the way, and so far so good.
So you took a huge leap in a sense. Not only did you open a gallery, but you opened up a gallery in a high rent district.
Absolutely.
And obviously, you know, so you're now with limited business experience, and it sounds like you have people around you that have some experience. But
I do.
How is that time? How long has the gallery been open?
So this is actually my second gallery. I moved to Newbury Street in July. I moved there from my previous location on Stewart Street, which I had for about 2 years. So that was kind of my trial run, where, you know, a little less steep rent-wise, a little less serious, and I got to, like, work out the kinks, and then, you know,
so you took the baby steps, proverbial baby steps. You got in, got to, you know, felt the water,
exactly,
enjoyed it, liked it.
Exactly. Made some mistakes, for sure. And definitely my family is entrepreneurial, so that was helpful, you know, and supportive. I think I'm very lucky. So
being that you're an artist and that you have a gallery as well, running essentially a retail location, how do you balance how do you balance that need to create and create new and you know, be on the floor, so to speak, or be interacting with your clientele?
That's a really good question. It's still something I am figuring out. It's really getting to a place finally after 3 years where it's like the work balance is very much coming together. It's taken 3 years though, and it's finally getting to a good spot.
Does the gallery have traditional retail hours? Or
it does. Yep, I am open every day, 11 through 6, and basically my easiest answer for that is getting help. Like, I have people that work for me now, and that was a game changer. And I didn't initially, it was just me like running the ship. I was like,
so
me making the art,
from
me,
7 a.m. to a.m.
I was there every day, and I was like, you know, running to the framer, running the art store, running to the printmaker, like dealing with customers, like dealing with online orders. It was just a mess. And then finally, after, I mean, I basically did that the first 2 years. It was insane. And then and making art. So then I got an amazing employee who's now the gallery director, and it's just been like a game changer, because I can make art, I can kind of have a life, and I have someone who's like running the ship. She basically, I have an idea, she implements it, and it's like amazing.
Wonderful. So it sounds like a great collaboration.
It's awesome.
So when you say you're prolific in terms of output, thank you.
I'm
getting
no
tongue-tied.
Worries.
What does that represent? Is it once a week? Once a month, once a year?
It varies.
Pieces, you know, scale-wise?
Yeah,
so
I tend to paint pretty large, which for me is really satisfying. I have to restrain myself because not everyone, you know, is like running out the door and being like, I need a humongous painting. But I usually will have several projects going on at once at this point and just like, you know, do a little bit here, do a little bit there. And just it feels good to have the movement of things, you know, leaving the door, selling, me being in the process of making things, all the while, like, me thinking of new things to come. I'm sort of blessed with the curse of the fact that I don't have creative blocks. Like, that's the whole thing with artists. Like, oh, like, you know, when am I going to have that dry spell? Like, I don't get that. I always have ideas. So
that's wonderful.
I don't know if it is, but it is what it is.
Well, it probably leads to lack of sleep. You know, you're thinking about your ideas all night.
I have no idea.
Where do you get your inspiration from? Is there any particular things that lead to inspiration for your painting, or is it?
I'm kind of a nerd. I'm interested in all different areas. Like, I love like religion, psychology, like art, of course. You know, just science, all different things. So I'm constantly educating myself, reading, going to see exhibits. You know, and it just stimulates me. Like, plus with the phone, it's like an endless supply of ideas. I'll just get in these black holes of Instagram, and I'm like, oh my God, there's so much cool stuff just going on. And just, I'm inspired by my own work, and just like, I feed off what I've already done, and just kind of keep going with that, building up on itself. Yeah.
So given your experience, and one of the things that we like to do at Radio Entrepreneurs is impart knowledge on other entrepreneurs, budding entrepreneurs, and in particular, given your art background, what are some of the lessons that you've learned as primarily a visual artist and somebody who's come from the creative side and gotten yourself into business?
Yeah.
You said you made some mistakes along the way.
If you wanted
to share some of the big ones that you
made, or
some of the things that were challenges,
because
you know, I don't know if there's a true left brain, right brain, but you seem to have to work at the intersection of both of those.
Absolutely. Well, a friend of mine said, a friend of mine who's in the art world said, it's kind of like you're constantly swapping between left and right brain, and that's insane. And I was like, I'd never thought of it like that, but that's very true. I would say, yeah, I mean, there's been numerous challenges, everything from just my entire childhood education was a challenge with probably being more right brained and just dealing with math and all that stuff. Art always was like a lifeline for me, just kept me kind of going. Timing has been a challenge for me. As you've seen, I was late today. But you know, you just learn these things. You learn as you go along. And just for me doing it, just like showing up consistently, showing up for my business, showing up for life, I've just improved and improved on the hard stuff. I mean, like following through as an artist, I think people probably there's a tendency for creative people to be like, you know, it's either going to get done somehow or like people are going to show up for me. You just have to like make it happen yourself. I mean,
persistence, really making sure that you've got a goal in mind and pursuing it and not letting, you know, the winds blow you where it goes, having a determination.
Mm.
Well, it sounds like it's been a good path thus far. And it sounds like you've, congratulations on overcoming at least the first hurdle, which is a year in business and certainly two, and now on to 3 years in business.
Thank you so much.
Any future expansion plans in terms of whether other artists, other mediums, have you thought, do you only show your own works at your gallery?
I show my own work exclusively right now. I've been really focusing on branding and kind of creating a consistent image base that I show the public that they can identify with and that I can like provide. I am definitely thinking of expanding ideas. Everything from just putting my work out there more in other galleries is something I want to do. I actually showed at Art Basel this December, which was a really positive experience for me and just had a lot of interest. Everything from like clothing designers to, you know, interior designers. So there's just numerous opportunities. I think I, at this age, 2018, I think it's a very different path than, 50, 100 years ago for an artist. There's just all these opportunities and I don't want to limit myself. So yes, I'm definitely brainstorming and scheming. I actually wanted to create a visual book for a while now and kind of like a self-help for women. A lot of my work is very much, without even intentionally meaning to, like empowering towards women and very softly feminist, but not in your face. And women really respond to that. And I went to school for psychology, and I'm kind of wanting to think, bridging the two somehow in some cool way.
So. And any, do you have any sense of who your clients are? Are they more men than women, more women than men? Or is there the couples make those decisions because of the magnitude of what they're buying? And
I'm tempted to say I have more women interested in the work, but it does speak to men. I do have men that become very passionate about certain paintings. Like I had a man that made his wife by the painting and was like, this is, it almost took him to another place that he just wasn't familiar with. He was so touched by the painting, he had to buy it. So I have those kinds of interactions and experiences. But then I have these hordes of like young college women that stop in on a Saturday and they're like, oh God, you've painted my soul. Like this literally happens.
Well, so. It must be really, really touching and enriching
for
you.
To feel like it, yeah. It's very funny sometimes as well.
That's wonderful. Well, we wish you continued success and we'll have to come back and hear more about it. If people want to get in touch with you and either come to the gallery and or commission things, because you will commission works of art as well, right?
Yes, absolutely.
What's the best way for them to reach you?
Yep. So the physical gallery space is on Newbury Street. It's between the Dartmouth and Exeter block, 164 Newbury Street. So you can find me there 11 to 6 every day. We are open. I'm personally in on Saturdays. And then my website is www.stephaniesaundersart.com. And then my email is located on the website, and that is really the best way to reach me.
Wonderful. Well, it's been a pleasure having you on Radio Entrepreneurs. And as I said, we'll have to keep in touch and find out how things evolve.
That sounds fantastic. It's been a pleasure being here. Thank you.
Our guest has been Stephanie Saunders, Stephanie Saunders Art Gallery on Newbury Street. Go check her out. And we are coming to you from the offices of Tarlo Breed, Hart & Rogers, and we'll be right back with another guest on Radio Entrepreneurs.